everyone. This is Linda Rennie, the founder and the president of Sanction Love Ministries. The purpose of these podcasts is to bring the heartbeat of Jesus' ratifying love to you through the teachings, interviews, current topics, and much more. We plan to cover deep and sensitive topics to create a hunger to know the lover of our souls, who he is in us and who we are in him. So sit back and incline the ear of your heart to the pursuit of the pursuer himself.
Hello, everyone. This is Joy from Sanction Love, and I wanted to get on here and go over a blog that I had submitted for Sanction Love and kind of unpack it a little bit in this podcast. So the blog was, the name was Testimony. And to go back to the beginning of 2025, I had submitted an encouraging prophetic word for the year of 2025, and it was called Threshold Testimony. And the Lord had shown me that this really was a year of testimony of all the things that he had done in our lives, and he was bringing us and crossing us over the threshold and to really come into this intimate place with him as he is our testimony, and how we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And Jesus is always, 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 always a part of our testimony. So in my blog, it says, return to your home and declare how much God has done for you. And he went away, proclaiming throughout the whole city how much Jesus had done for him. And then, and that was Luke 8:39. And the other scripture he gave me is, many Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me all that I ever did, John 4:39. So these are just a couple of testimonies from the Bible itself that proclaimed what Jesus did for them. And there's, I don't even know how many testimonies in the Bible there are of how God intervened, how Jesus healed. And of course, the ultimate testimony for all of our lives throughout history is because of what Jesus did for us on the cross and how he died for us. And now that we can have right standing with the Father and the Holy Spirit forever and ever and ever. And it's just so beautiful that he was here and he left, and he sent his Spirit so that we would not be orphans and we would not be alone. And the Holy Spirit has guided us in all truth, taught us about Jesus, and he's the one who convicts us to know that we are sinners and we need a Savior. So the definitions of testimony is a witness. It is a witness is someone who sees something important or amazing and then is able to share what they saw. The word testimony comes from the Hebrew word ed. That's what it looks like, meaning witness, testimony, or evidence. The word testimony also appears in the Old Testament as a legal proof of God's trustworthiness. He is trust, and we can trust him, and he's so trustworthy. Specific visible evidence existed within Israel attesting to the trustworthiness of God's revelation of himself to them. Even in the Old Testament, he kept revealing himself. And the Old Testament, throughout the Old Testament and New Testament, it was always pointing to Jesus. And that's why God came in the flesh in the New Testament when he came as a baby who was wrapped in swaddling clothes and put into a manger. He came as a man. He came as flesh. And that, because he, as God in the flesh, Emmanuel with us, he could really, what is the word? He could understand our sorrows, our suffering, our pain, on every level. He could understand because he came as a man. So the word testimony also appears in the Old Testament as a legal proof of God's trustworthiness. Like I said, specific visible evidence existed within Israel attesting to the trustworthiness of God's revelation of himself to them. So visible evidence, and of course Jesus was a visible evidence of God himself when he came to us. Excuse me. The Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines testimony as a solemn declaration, usually made orally by a witness under oath in response to interrogation by a lawyer or authorized public official. First-hand authentication, authentic of a fact, evidence, an outward sign, an open acknowledgement, a public profession of religious experience, which that's what I'm testifying of today, the tablets inscribed with the Mosaic Law, that was the Ten Commandments, the ark containing the tablets of the Mosaic Law, a divine decree attested in the scriptures. So all through the scriptures, from the law to the prophets to the disciples and all that followed, there has been testimony of a God who loves us and a God who fights for us and a God who came to redeem us. Our testimony about Jesus is one of the first things we speak and declare after our salvation. Jesus saved me. This is when God stepped into our lives and changed everything, including our very destinies, because of Jesus' sacrificial blood. We start by giving our testimony about Jesus saved us, then what he saved us from and how it has changed us. This testifies to who he is and that he is the only one who can save us. Our testimony can also help us when pain and disappointment come. We know that God is faithful, even though at times we do not understand his decisions and his ways. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. As Christians, our testimonies are ongoing, and they speak of God's faithfulness and trustworthiness to us. For instance, we can testify of how he provided for us when we were in need, how he protected us from someone or something, or how the Holy Spirit comforted us when we were sad. There are so many ways to testify of God's unfailing love, and each encounter of God's faithfulness becomes a part of our testimony. We have so many encounters every day of God's faithfulness. Just waking up and being alive is a testimony of his faithfulness to give us another day to proclaim and testify of who he is and what he has done. There is power There is so much power in your testimony. By sharing your testimony, you bring others to Jesus and bring them into a divine story of changed destiny for all of mankind. You can become a witness to salvation and a witness to the truth that only Jesus can save, and this brings glory to God. It is essential to know your testimony and to share it with others. Our testimonies can impact and change the trajectory of another person's life. Did you hear that? It's the word of our testimony that overcomes the enemy, not only in our life, but in other people's lives. It overcomes him because he wants to snatch souls and take them with him to hell. So it's the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Those two, we can't have a testimony without the shed blood of Jesus. We can't have any testimony without the bloodshed of the shed blood of Jesus and what he did on the cross for us and how he brought salvation to us. And excuse me again. So our testimonies can impact and change the trajectory of another person's life. How do you do that? It's easy. Share what God has done for you, past and present. This is how your life becomes a testimony for Jesus and of Jesus. And your life can become a testimony in just the way you conduct yourself with people. If you're loving and kind, or you see someone in a grocery store and you give them a say hi, I love the dress you're wearing, or wow, God bless you. Or if you're brave enough, or the Holy Spirit's really on you and saying you need to do this, you give them a prophetic word or a word of knowledge from God, and that changes so much. And that's a testimony of the wonder-working power of God just through kindness and love. And so that's how you can do it. And it's so easy to give our testimonies. Just be a living epistle and share the love of Jesus. And that's a huge testimony of the faithfulness and trustworthiness of our God. Here's an analogy that a friend shared with me. It's like being at the scene of an accident, being a witness at someone's marriage, or witnessing an impactful event. At an accident, a police officer will ask you what you saw, heard, or experienced. He is gathering evidence of what people witnessed. Being a witness at a wedding ceremony, you're a witness to a vow and a covenant as you saw them become married. At an impactful event, you're a giving witness to something that happened. All of these examples are a testimony. We have the greatest testimony of all. Jesus is our Savior. He is active in our lives and He is trustworthy and faithful. We are witnesses to that because of what He has done in our lives and what we have witnessed Him doing in other people's lives. Remember, your testimony is powerful and it is vital in bringing others into knowing Jesus as their Savior and giving them hope through different trials in life. It is a proclamation of His goodness. Taste and see. Taste and see that the Lord is good. And goodness and mercy follow you all the days of your life. These are the proclamations from the Word itself, from Jesus, who is the Word that became flesh and dwelt among us. These are the proclamations of His goodness that we can testify and have testimony of. Our testimonies are always being added to. God is always doing something in our lives. Like I said, each day is a testimony of our beautiful God, who wakes us up into a new day. And it's a new day full of new mercies that he brings to us. So my mouth will tell of your righteous acts, of your deeds of salvation all day, for their number is past my knowledge. With the mighty deeds of the Lord, I will come. I will remind them of your righteousness, yours alone. Psalm 71, 15 and 16. This scripture tells it all. My mouth, I will declare, I will say, and I will tell people about your righteous acts. You're so righteous, God, and your righteous acts have saved me. All of your deeds of salvation, this is comes through salvation, that our righteousness is as filthy rags, but he clothes us with his righteousness. Wow, that is something to testify of. That is a huge testimony in our lives. Come in here, all you fear God, and I will tell you what he has done for my soul. Psalm 66, 16. I will tell you, I'm telling you, Jesus saved me. And he brought me out of a pit into his marvelous, out of a pit of darkness into his marvelous light. And all, you know, I have a huge testimony of how God saved me and delivered me and healed me. And he raised me from the dead. So many things I can say. I fear him and I will tell what he has done for my soul. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. And that's what I'm doing through this podcast. This is going to go out, not just into my little territory, but this podcast is going to go out in it to the nations and declare, and it will declare his glory and his marvelous works among all the peoples. Psalm 96, 3. And again, I say this, and they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they love not their lives even unto death. We need the blood of the Lamb that covers us so we can give the word of our testimony. We can't have a testimony without Jesus. There really isn't a testimony. We can have say good things and, oh, wow, you know, this happened. But even if we don't acknowledge Jesus as our Lord and Savior, all those things came from his hand, even unto the unsaved. So that scripture, and they conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, for they loved not their lives even unto death. Revelation 12:11. So what I say to you, so testify. Testify of his love. Testify of his faithfulness. Testify of his trustworthiness. People need to hear your testimony. And you might even change their very destiny. You are the evidence of God's mercy and grace. You are the evidence that we have a Savior. And his name is Jesus. So I just pray, Lord, I pray for everyone listening, Lord, that they would be excited to share their testimony, that they would know that you are the one who they have testimony about, because you have conquered the enemy by your blood that you shed on the cross. And because those who received you now have the word of their testimony to give. So God bless you. And if you want more information about Sanction Love, you can go to our website, sanctionlove.com. Also, you can, at our website, look up the rest of our blogs in there, on there. And there's a blog about the word for 2025. And we are also on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook. So God bless you. We love you. And have a blessed day.
Thank you for listening to the Sanction Love podcast. Our desire is to bring the ratifying love, the binding force of love, to individuals with the purpose of increasing intimacy, freedom, and identity in Christ. Please check us out on our website, sanctionlove.com, and all of our social media platforms. We would love you to consider partnering with us in taking the ratifying love around the globe. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.